The question was asked, what does it mean when we read in Tanakh that they drew lots? So we find drawing lots in a few places. We find drawing lots, firstly, by the tribes and their portion in the land of Israel. We find drawing lots by Achan, who stole from the loot of Jericho, of Jericho. And we had drawing lots with our story of Shaul and Yonatan to figure out who had transgressed. There are other examples, but we'll leave those three. Chazal tell us that when it came to drawing lots for dividing the land of Israel, they had divided the land into the different segments, and then the Kohen Gadol would stand in the presence of Yahushua, stick his hand into one pot that had the names of the tribes, stick his hand into the other pot that had the names of the area, the territories of Israel, and he would say, I'm about to take out the name of this tribe, and they will get this section in the land of Israel. And then he'd take it out and give it to the people to read, and that's what would come out. And this was a way of showing the people that the lot was Hashem talking to them, telling them, this tribe should have this portion in the land. And even though later on we find the tribes did complain, Yosef complained, the tribe of Shimon had problems with their territory, we find that the tribes had problems with their lots. Zevulun complained, Zevulun am cheref nafsho, it says in Torah. So nonetheless, the Torah had given a system to preclude that. the Pasuk says, Ach begoral techalek haaretz, you will divide the land in accordance with lots. So Chazal tell us that a lot can be a way that Hashem communicates with us. Now, that doesn't mean that we can just say, okay, we're going to draw lots on any question we have. But even there, Chazal say it was in the presence of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had to draw lots. He was wearing his holy clothing. We know that the Torah wanted us to have lots drawn every year on Yom Kippur. Hashem and Azazel. Hashem could have said, you choose. The first one that comes out of the corral will be for Hashem. The second one, Lazazel. No, you stand them both together and then you draw lots. And again, there's a concept that Hashem is dedicating them when we do it. Even though the Kohen has to dedicate, the Kohen Gadol says, Lashem Chatat, etc. But we see this idea that in drawing lots, we're saying it's not a coincidence, it's Hashem's hand that's deciding. The same is true with Shaul and Yonatan. The same is true with, what was the third example? With Achan, where Hashem said, through the lots, you'll figure out who stole from the loot of Jericho. There is more complexity. I'm just saying it simply. Chazal say that when Yahushua drew the lots and it came out with Achan, so Achan said, Yahushua, you're a pious person. Elazar is the Kohen Gadol. He's also a pious person. Why don't we write your name on one piece of paper, Elazar's name on another piece of paper, put them both in a bag, and then we'll draw a lot and see who stole from Jericho. And you'll see that one of your names is going to come out. So Achan's point was, the lot doesn't prove I'm the sinner. Someone had to come out. And Yahushua said to him, Simna kavod, please honor the lot. Because if you're going to say that the lot is not trustworthy, so then in the future when we divide the land, people will say, we don't believe the lot. And in fact, Chazal tell us, then Achan confessed. And here we see an act of piety on behalf of Achan, because his tribe was siding with him, the tribe of Yehuda. And there was a civil war, perhaps, about to erupt. If he wouldn't have admitted and said, no, the lot is true. I am the one who stole from the loot of Jericho. So we see that the people weren't so comfortable with this idea, and or there was potential they wouldn't be comfortable with it. And ultimately, this was the way the land was divided. We again encounter the concept with the story of Jonah. So the Sefer Hasidim writes, if you're on a ship and there's tremendous turbulence and you're concerned who it is, so you have to draw a lot numerous times, as it says in Yonah, Vayapilu Goralot. They drew numerous lots, and every time it came out on Yonah. I know a family where the father passed away and left behind an inheritance, and in the inheritance there was a Sefer Torah. So they said, who should get the Sefer Torah? Well, they divided everything else. They said they'll draw a lot. to decide who should get the Sefer Torah. They drew lots, and it came out on the youngest child in the family. So all the siblings said, "Oh, that's, you're young, whatever. We're going to draw lots again." So they threw the lots in, they mixed again, and his name came out a second time. That's a true story. I know the family. But I wouldn't, I don't know how old the kid was.
Third time also?
I don't think they had the guts to do a third time. They realized that when they did it the second time, it was inappropriate. They had said they divide based on a lot. What's the chutzpah? Just because the younger one came out? That's what they agreed on.
You shouldn't have been in there.
Okay, that's a different argument. You see, not that way. Today, to start using lots is something very dangerous. I don't think it's correct. But in Chazal and in Tanakh, we do see instances where that was a way in which Hashem said, again, the Torah says, "Ach begoral techalek haaretz." You will use lots to divide the land. So we see that that was decreed by Hashem, and the same with Yom Kippur.